Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick spill. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, your consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. According to a new study, more and more people are starting to use ground beef in their broccoli beef dishes.
Damn.
I would tell you where the study came from, but I'm not working on it.
In no way is he a liar.
Fake news.
But I'll tell you what I am working on. Dinner. A new study found the 50 cities with the biggest rat problems.
Baltimore.
Older, the more the rats, right? You'd have to assume the older the city, the more the rats.
I mean, Baltimore, Philly, D.C.,
New York,
right.
Chicago, Los Angeles. Every major city has rats, so the bigger the city, I'd assume.
Yeah, but it's a little different, man. I mean, like, Baltimore's not a big city, but they have the worst rats, right?
Washington, D.C. has a lot of rats.
And it also depends on your concentration of people. Because, like, Los Angeles, there's no concentration of people. There's a lot of people, but they got a lot of space. Baltimore, New Orleans, there's not a ton of space, but you put a whole lot of people, which means a whole lot of food, which means a whole lot of rats.
Sure. There you go. You guys can all work on it. I'm not.
Just lived in Baltimore, bro. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. I've been seeing a lot of rats lately because they're digging up a number of stuff in my neighborhood. So I've been seeing a lot of them on the side of the road.
Right. It's a problem because there's investment. There's no investment in Baltimore. They're just out because
these rats make the rats in Baltimore look like chipmunks.
Okay.
I mean, these are rats, but they're not nearly the size of the rats of Baltimore. The size of rats in Baltimore, three times.
Apple has revised and improved its bagel emoji after lots of complaints.
We're going to complain about a bagel emoji.
You ought to all look it up. I'm not working on it.
See, put their names out there for people to find. Like, you took the time. You got no problems in your life. You complained about a bagel emoji?
Correct.
I recently had a poppy seed bagel, Mike, and I thought of you.
Did you enjoy it?
Actually, I did.
See there? Now you're on the train. Couples who can make fun of each other, laugh about it, or rather, make fun of each other and laugh about it, are better off than couples who can't.
Yeah. You want a retaining sea cow?
You mushroom-sized penis tiny man.
That's all right, horse face.
A woman says
it helps if they're both funny.
This will work out.
Yeah, that's true. You better be funny if you're going to be insulted.
Yeah.
A woman says her fiance ditched her on their wedding day after she paid for everything.
Is that like Dine and Dash?
I guess. Did he make out from it because she paid for everything?
He may have hated her for a long time and said, who knows, man?
Did they get married or he just skipped out on the day of the wedding?
It just says that he ditched her on the wedding day.
Well, maybe he just didn't want to get married that day.
Right? It's not like they talk about that as if he grabbed a bunch of stuff that she paid for and took off. It's a venue, it's a dress, it's food, it's
all he
flowers.
Has to do, Mike. All you have to do is call it hope, pray, love, and it's okay.
I wish a man could do like one ridiculous expenditure a couple times in his life based on just blowing it all at once for no reason other than it's culturally acceptable.
This is not a car. This is not a home. I am taking $30,000 to $50,000, and I am getting exactly what I want.
For one day, I'm going to have a company come in and put a live putting green in my backyard.
And inviting my friends.
And I'm going to take pictures of it.
You get to do this twice. You have two daughters.
All your
you're going to spend all that money, Miles.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Miles,
you go ahead and put that putting green out back. They just call it a midlife crisis. So you go right ahead.
Sure. That's what I'm going to do.
We'll take it.
Or a motorcycle.
According to a new study, there is a point where life gets easier.
I read that.
52.
No.
Lower.
Even better. Age 44.
Oh, nice.
Heading right up there, Ted. The study found that that's when you finally stop being overwhelmed with stress about things like your job and finances.
Oh,
Oh, he's going Freudian.
And you can finally start relaxing and enjoying your life.
You know, here's the truth. It's just this. You don't care anymore. That's about the age you're like, kiss my... Everything you say, you sound like Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm about to...
I don't like the clothes you're wearing. You know what? Suck all about a bitch. I don't care.
57% of people say they've had their had a job interview go poorly, according to a new survey.
No kidding.
The hardest questions people hear are, what are your weaknesses?
Well, I like drugs.
Oh, man, well, I'm not good at squats.
I mean, of course, that's a good question. It's a tough question. Like, you're at a job interview. You're not... It's like going to a car salesman, right? He's going to give you a spiel, but if you say, why does this car suck? What's the thing I'm going to hate about this? He doesn't want to tell you, well, I mean,
you know, sir,
burns through oil.
Like, you know, sir, when I walked in these doors and I looked around at the people working here and everything, I was thinking the same thing. So why don't you tell me what your weaknesses are here at this company?
Why should I hire you?
Right. You know what they are. You're interviewing me.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You've already ignored them.
Right. Like I'm applying to pick up golf balls at a driving range.
Yeah, exactly. My weaknesses are everything else.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here, man.
My weaknesses are weed and responsibility.
Right. Like, I'm 17, bro. Just give me a job.
Other questions are, why should I hire you? And
because if you want to get out of this office alive, my brother, I think that's the decision you will make.
And you want your wife to finally have sex.
And he got the job. Corner office.
Unintended.
Damn, man.
Hey, swing for the fences, Mike.
That's right. Why should I? So I can take care of your wife for a change.
See that woman in the picture on your desk?
See the sad, sad woman with an upside down frown? I'm going to turn that around.
Hoping to finally meet my children.
I want to work here because I'm looking at that picture on your desk.
The way I can get my medical insurance that I should have gotten.
Because alimony isn't that bad.
Yeah.
And tell me about yourself.
Oh. What do you mean tell me? Did you read my resume, bitch?
Every morning
I gave you a resume. That's the dumbest goddamn question you could ask me.
I
need a job, and everything else is right there.
I set the alarm every morning and knock one out real quick. You know what I mean? Sometimes I go left-handed. Sometimes I go right, Western grip. You don't know what I'm going to do on a Tuesday to a Wednesday.
I masturbate like Joey Chestnut.
Sometimes I open up the window and masturbate looking outside of my neighbor's house.
To be fair, the neighbor loves watching.
Yep.
I know. A new survey found that 74% of us feel tired at work, at least somewhat often, and only 2% never feel tired at work.
Yes, because we work more than probably any other country in, the Northern Hemisphere.
Correct.
Plus, it's work. Right. No offense, but I mean, it's work.
There comes a point where you don't want to be there.
Yeah, maybe you didn't get enough sleep the night before.
Right.
Maybe instead of 5-hour energy, you had 5-minute energy.
How about a 3-day weekend?
The sleepiest cities are Nashville, Austin, Denver, and Indianapolis.
That's because we party, baby. Country music keeps you up late at night.
I just think it's diet, man.
What do you think? Up late and fried chicken?
I need to go to bed. You're not kidding, dude. Every meal is as heavy as Thanksgiving.
But Austin's so hot. Like, it's a college town.
He takes it out of you, though, man.
What was it? Austin, Nashville, where else, Mike?
Austin, Nashville, Denver, and Indianapolis.
Denver has heavy food and weed. Like, come on, man.
I thought it would have been the Pacific Northwest, just it's so dark.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like Sitka, Alaska.
We have a lot of coffee.
That's true.
A woman in England was selling some furniture online, but she didn't realize the picture that she posted had a small mirror in it.
Uh-oh.
And that mirror showed a reflection of her naked boobs.
I bet you she sold the living hell out of that furniture.
This is not the first time this has happened. I feel like not that long ago, there was a guy that, like, his schlong was just hanging out. Who's taking pictures of all this stuff butt-ass naked?
Hey, man, one of my favorites ever, this was years ago. It was
getting the job done, Mike.
A girl was doing a selfie, and she's all right looking, right? But she's doing the selfie in her bathroom mirror, and she's fully clothed. But everyone realized when they looked at the picture, she hadn't flushed the toilet.
That's a big old one just sitting in there.
Yeah.
Do you guys spend any naked time at home? Am I the only one? Like, by the time I get home, go to bed, I'm pretty well naked until, like, I leave the house.
Not fully naked, but I'm comfortable.
I mean, I'm
Mike wears
naked.
A shirt, at least.
I'm naked.
I'm Porky Pigging it.
All right. I would have said Winnie the Pooh, but...
Yeah.
Porky Pigging it.
I mean, I take off my pants, but I leave my shirt on. That's just weird.
Porky Pig.
Dude, my new thing is walking around naked with shoes and socks on.
Come on, man.
It feels awesome.
It's comfortable.
Yeah, but that's like... That is the poster image of a pervert.
Right. A man A man in Ireland went above and beyond to sneak out and go to the pub every night.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
Hola! All right, my enthusiastic friend, do you understand how this here game is played?
I do, but you can tell me all about it if you want.
Could you tell that I was about to choke on my spit as I was finishing explaining how that game was played? Honestly, got my mouth pooled with spit, and either I was going to choke or spit it on the microphone. All right, here is your story. We go to the fine state of Wisconsin, where a woman who was arrested at gunpoint in what police now admit was a case of mistaken identity, she has filed a lawsuit. A woman by the name of Robin Anderson. She showed up early for a job interview at the Applebee's in Glendale, Wisconsin, back in December of last year. And when the arrest, that's when the arrest occurred. But because she got there early, the restaurant was not open yet. So the 20-year-old, she decided, what the hell, I'll wait inside my Hyundai outside. And it was parked outside of a cell phone store at a town center. Just keep this in mind. Well, unbeknownst to Anderson, Glendale police, that day they were investigating a string of armed robberies at area cell phone stores. So the suspect had also been driving a black Hyundai. Now, although Anderson drives a Hyundai of a different model with a different license plate, her presence obviously attracted notice from two police officers. And what they decided to do, according to the lawsuit, was slam their squad car into the side door of her vehicle, smashed the window, ordered her out of the car at gunpoint, and then handcuffed her. She was eventually released when the officers realized that they had made a mistake. And part of the reason you could tell they made a mistake is, other than being the same ethnicity as the people they were looking for, she was not a man, nor was she four separate men who they clearly had been described what they're looking for. Anyway, she now says the episode has caused her to suffer from panic attacks, which are triggered by the sight of police officers and squad cars, or as we call it in the black community, being black. So my question for you is, do you believe that this woman, based on her name, Robin Anderson, what is given her the obvious, do you think she is black, white, or Jew?
She's definitely white.
Huh. There's no question in your mind.
Nope, she's white.
Okay. I'm on the other side.
What is your, I'm curious, because I'm still questioning, how did you deduct it that quickly?
Well, okay, I don't know. Something about that name really just, it screams, I'm white.
It does. It seems like a red-headed white woman to me. Probably.
Well, I wouldn't really go as far as a redhead. You might be a nice, fine brunette, but
you're probably right.
Depends on the hair dye. Yeah.
Okay. And then there's the car she's driving. She's applying at an Applebee's, and then she was early for it, and so she waited in her car. I don't know. It just all screams white to me.
Yeah, she's early for a job.
Early.
I gotta say, Devin, that might have been the tell.
We're going to find out if she was black, white, Mexi, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, to profile this, we go to Wisconsin. A woman is arrested at gunpoint in a case of mistaken identity. She got to her job appointment early, and instead of go in, she decided to sit in her car and wait for the establishment to open up. Unfortunately for her, there were four robbers in the area in a string of robberies. They had not been caught, but they did have a similar car and color to hers. Not the right make. Not the right year.
Not the right license plate.
Not any
not
of that.
Not the right gender.
Yeah.
Not the right number of
These
people.
These were four armed men that police were looking for, and she is a single female sitting in her car. They see the car. They drive up and ram her car with her police cruiser. They jump out. They
smash
tase her.
The window.
They arrest her and the whole deal. So now she's suing for feeling not so good in the neighborhood.
Now, I will say this. The one thing the cops did, they profusely apologized. Legitimately, they're going to take care of the damages to the car, everything else. So they're trying to do right, but she is pissed. And Devin, we asked you, did you believe this woman was black, white, or Jew? And you said, look, man, she's white. Just fresh out of the gate. Her name is Robin Anderson. She showed up to the job interview early, and then we had some debate, but then you said, not just a white woman, probably a brunette, right? That's not a bad guess. I mean, you're just playing the odds there.
Oh, sorry.
When you hear the name Robin Anderson, black.
Black.
That is right.
Black. Ram the car.
Yeah, Ted, as soon as we went to break, he's like, dude, They rammed the car.
They smashed the window.
They pulled her out. They arrested her.
Yeah. She was a woman, and they were looking for four black men, and they arrested her anyway.
They slammed her. Right. You don't fit the description, but we're going to
still going to arrest you.
Bust your window, hold your gunpoint, and arrest you. That's all Ted said. He's like, they rammed her car.
Sure.
It's not a high-speed chase. She's sitting in a parking lot.
Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. I do this segment like I'm fielding a fly ball out here, man.
It's just one window. We were talking about it earlier.
See, I told
it's
you.
Not even the sun.
We were talking about that earlier. It's the reflection off of one window on a skyscraper.
Just nailing us in the eye. We need some sunglasses.
Yeah, man. Wear my sunglasses at night.
That's right, brother.
And it's sad.
Right?
Yeah.
Why is his beard sweaty? All right, so if you're famous, you probably live near other famous people.
It seems to work out that way.
Yeah. Famous neighborhoods.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, what's, I don't know, Bieber, they all lived in one neighborhood.
Yeah, because they all, like, bitch about each other. Like, Bieber's like throwing crazy parties.
Drake lives down the road from a Kardashian group or whatever.
He doesn't live in Toronto. No, you're right. Mm-hmm. I know. So John Krasinski, you know, from Quiet Place, The Office.
Jack Ryan?
Oh, yeah, now he's Jack Ryan. Yes.
I couldn't remember if it's John or Jack, but yeah.
Yeah, I love those. I got to start watching that. So when he lived next to Jimmy Kimmel, they pranked each other a lot, okay? So now Jimmy Kimmel, keep in mind, he's doing his shows in Brooklyn right now. Krasinski's there. So what you're about to hear, before it gets to the part you're going to listen to, he had already kind of like been taking him down memory lane of like, remember when I did this to your house? Remember when I did that to your house? And he's like, well, now we're in Brooklyn, so here you go.
This is why I moved, but the good news is we're neighbors this week.
And we are neighbors this week.
And so, you know, where are you staying?
No,
where are you staying?
We rented.
It doesn't matter, I already know. there it is.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh!
What? He's got a road sign, you know, like the electric sign that's like Jimmy Kim, like here. And then a banner. Drop down. Jimmy Kimmel is staying here, and now there's a gospel choir singing about his Airbnb. Listen to the end. They're going to give out the code.
That is really the place that I'm renting.
No, this choir is singing that everyone should come into your house.
Oh, great.
It's a
87493.
Jesus.
I mean, it's unbelievable. There's a guy with a, you know, like the spinning sign guy. He's out there with a giant arrow. Go watch the full interview and the full prank at the Men's Room Facebook page.
Hopefully there was a backup plan for another residence that he could stay at.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I thought
you'd
about
have
this
to think so. You'd have to think you'd that they thought that far through, right?
Well,
I don't
it's Krasinski
know.
Doing it, so, like, I hope you thought that far through.
I mean, it's like right, like you guys are always talking about, right? There's certain things, like, your good friends can do to you that's okay. If somebody else did it, they'd be an a-hole.
Right, somehow they're going to remain friends in spite of him doing that.
So when I first saw that, I thought the same thing. Like, they must have set this up. Kimmel must be staying somewhere else. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe not.
I think he set it up to have another house ready. I don't think Kimmel knew.
Right.
Oh, all right, I see what you're saying. All right, so maybe Krasinski was just like, don't
worry. By the way, before he leaves, like, take all his bags out. You guys are staying at the... I got a penthouse for you, something else.
Yeah, I don't know, but that was pretty good. And you're right, Kimmel's reaction is pretty classic. Also, when you watch that clip, man, it's cool. He's been pranking Kimmel for years.
Oh, yeah. Those things have become legendary.
Is that just a certain thing you do when you get to a certain level of money?
Because everybody wants to prank their friend, all right? And it's like, I might want to prank you, but what I've seen between them, it's different when the prank, or Sarah Silverman. Yes, if I could prank you by getting into your home, and having Britney Spears writhe on you in bed singing to you, like, I would do it. But I can't do that because I don't have those connections. So I think, like George Clooney, notorious for playing pranks, I think it's just like, look, I can afford any prank I can think of, so I'm going to do it.
I also think, honestly, those dudes are in such a high level that it kind of helps, too. Like, most people, I mean, you work a job, right? Like, you could prank somebody, but you got to be careful what you're doing at work because you don't want to get in trouble.
It's also your neighbor, right? Though. It's your neighbor in this instance.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it.
I think Drake drove down the road and pranked Kanye.
Yeah. I don't think they're very. I don't think they like each other right now.
Imagine that.
So, The Conners has premiered. This is the, I guess, spinoff of Roseanne. So basically, the show aired. It was the same thing as that they had said it was going to be, that she died of a popping pills, an opiate overdose. Excuse me. I don't know why I couldn't get that out. So then anyhow, Roseanne Barr, of course. Here's the main thing. I want you to listen to Roseanne Barr here, because she's talking about how, like, she doesn't want anything to do with it. She doesn't care. But she's still giving an interview on it. And then it's also weird as she talks about, like, she's always ready, she's always doing this and that. And then at the end, she mentions her sleeping habits.
I don't keep in touch with anyone on the show. I've been removed from the process of my wife's work. It's like the worst thing they could have possibly done to me was to fire me from my own show and let other people write my life story. I'm not going to watch it, and I'm not going to condemn it or say anything bad about it either. I'm just moving on from it, because I've always been a go-getter.
Go-getter.
So I'm back to what I always did, which is try to get my pictures and my files together. I've got a lot of time for real life, like just going for a walk with my mom and having an ice cream cone.
National interviews.
Stuff like that. Waiting in lines. I've really been sleeping a lot, like probably 17 hours a day.
That's what just kind of caught my attention. I'm a go-getter. Been sleeping for 17 hours a day.
Yeah, doing all kinds of things.
It's like my cat. I will sleep, then I am hungry, you will give me love, and then I'm going to go back to sleep.
Like, a lot of people sleep for 7 hours a day and then do stuff for 17.
I dream that I'm working out. Kill two birds.
Got my sleep, got my workout.
Boom.
We mentioned it earlier today, but Dennis Hoff, of course, the legal Nevada pimp, who was also the star of Cat House on HBO, passed away. Kind of crazy, like we were saying, he just had his birthday this weekend with Flavor Flav, Ron Jeremy. Also, he was kind of famous for Lamar Odom in a different establishment that was not the Bunny Ranch overdosing there. And, you know, you kind of forget, like, that show on HBO, I mean, that was... I think for me, like, I had never really realized those brothels were even legal or still there. And then you watch mm-hmm. that show, and it was just like, holy cow.
That was at one point in time, and I still believe that to be true up until now, the longest-running show on HBO.
Yeah, because they brought back, like, different versions of it, and then they had, like, a musical one.
What?
Oh, yeah.
A musical Cat House.
Yes.
I mean, Bill Maher's up there. There's a few, but Cat House wins.
Yeah.
There's some shows that have been on 15 years, but Cat House was on longer.
Damn.
Yeah,
and there's a reason for it, because HBO used to delve into late-night entertainment.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. Until, like, nowadays, a lot of people, you're just used to that stuff being on your phone, your computer, or whatever. Like, back in the day, man, like, when Cat House came on, it was pretty exciting.
But it was actually a go-to for many a teenage boy,
but
I'm
also,
sure.
But it was also still one of the first reality shows.
That's a good point.
So when you think about it in that context, you know, you're going to see nudity.
The difference it had was that it was interesting.
Right, exactly, because you've never been in a brothel before, and what goes on in this place, and what do the women look like, and hey, there's my room. You know what I mean.
Right. Daddy's been good man to stay in that room.
Oh, Suzanne's still there. Love her.
We always talk about reboots, right? Now, do you think most Americans like them or don't like them?
Apparently, they like them.
Probably indifferent.
All right. So, this information, like most statistics, right, can go either way.
Right.
So, 75% of them said they'd be very or somewhat likely to watch a reboot with the original cast. We're still, you know, basically, if the original cast picked up where the original series left off, right? They're like, basically, what this survey what they thought it was going to prove is that, like, oh, people want to see it, but it's got to be like the original cast. But it's not really like that, because Hawaii 5-0 has been dominating for a few years. Obviously, that's not the same cast.
Yeah,
and obviously, they didn't pick up where it left off.
It's a hard question to ask, because, like, who are you asking? If you ask me, I'm old enough now that most of these reboots they were doing, I was old enough that I can remember them clearly, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, if you asked me, my answer might be closer to, sure, man, you do the Will and Grace thing, get the original cast. If I'm interested in that show, I continue to be. But Hawaii 5-0, I was a child when that show was on. So most of who you would ask right now, I think, would be like, Yeah, I guess. Well, and if they like Hawaii Five-O, I guarantee you most people watching Hawaii Five-O now didn't watch the original Hawaii Five-O.
That's just a show.
These are the characters. So you wouldn't... It's hard to say whether or not like a reboot unless you're intimately familiar with the original birds.
And that's the only reason you would. It's two totally different things. It's apples to oranges. If you're to do a new Magnum P.I.,
all right.
Okay, and Tom...
We have a different opinion.
And Tom Selleck is involved in it. Then we're going to want to watch that.
But guess who's not? The 30-year-old guys. You'd be like, that old dude from
Blue, now we rebooted Matlock. Okay, so but they don't reboot those things for us. They reboot it so that a new generation will start liking and enjoying the show. Because if it worked once, their bet is if we do it for a new generation, we'll have another good show like Hawaii Five-O.
Do your kids watch those shows?
You know what? I'd have to ask.
But look, I'm just saying, they're on their phone watching YouTube.
People, like, TV ratings doesn't really, like, it takes in ages.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the only people I know that really watch those kind of shows generally are the older crowd that already knew.
You would be surprised.
I think the difference is who you're going to hear talk about it, right? So, if you put on, like I said, take Will and Grace, all right? People that liked Will and Grace back in the day, it's back on. These people are still around. They're going to be excited to talk about it because these are characters they miss. Same thing would happen if you did it with friends. When you bring up something like Hawaii Five-O, like my kids, they don't watch it. But if they did, they have no knowledge that it existed before. And if you're younger and watching Will and Grace now, you may or may not know it was on before. But
it could work. It could work for both if you did something like Fridays. Because if it's sketch comedy, you like sketch comedy. You know what I mean? Oh, here's a new sketch comedy Friday night thing on Fox. It used to be they rebooted it. You know, still sketch comedy.
I agree. I just think sometimes, you know, you got to run the ball a lot. You got to take a shot downfield.
I got to think. You got to think about the show, though. I guess if the character's that iconic, it matters. And I know Magnum P.I. was iconic, but Tom Selleck's just not doing it.
Well, even that's what I like about this survey, because some of the answers that people are given are just bonkers, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, it's got to be the original cast. But again, Hawaii Five-O, one of the better ones, has none of the original cast.
Not a single person.
And then they were asked about shows that haven't been rebooted yet, and what they would want. So they said Home Improvement, Friends, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Seinfeld.
But they want the original cast on them.
Well, Seinfeld, but they were least excited about reboots about Mad About You and Alf, which are already in the process of being rebooted.
Oh, they won't know until they see it.
Yeah, but with Alf, like, as long as Alf is there, does anyone else matter on that show? I did not like the show, but if you did, it was about Alf, right?
Los Angeles.
And Alf only lasted 3 years.
The ageless Alf.
Yeah, I mean, he's from outer space. He's not growing old.
He is ageless.
He's like a vampire.
Look at him.
Going to high school his whole life.
He ages like George Clooney, still looking as good as he ever did.
Sharp. Smelling like aqua velva.
South Park is always pretty funny, and on top of it, I will give a public apology to my sister-in-law. I saw her like a year ago. She brought up drooling to me. I kind of laughed it off. I didn't realize that it is an issue. South Park's covering it now.
Look, that's got to be him. What are you going to do? I'm going to tell him if he sells a vape pen to my brother again, I'm going to kick his ass. Hey, you. Oh, hey, fellas. Butters, what are you guys doing? Butters, are you selling vapes? Well, sure. What you looking for? I've got strawberry, vanilla, tropical passion. What? Tropical passion. It's like mango and kiwi.
Butters, you understand this stuff is an epidemic at our school?
Yeah, and at $5 a pop, we're going to be rich.
Butters, this is for Cal.
Right? Do you know, like, Juuls, it's like the brand name of these little vape... I was like, they were like, do you know about the Juul? And I was like, no, I mean, like, this isn't that big of a deal, but I guess it is.
You know what that means? We're getting old.
I am that old.
Hey, Julie. How bad? Oh, it's that bad. I'm sorry.
In high school, they just go like, you kids got to smoke across the street.
Oh, the good old days.
Over underneath that tree, that's a designated smoking area. And you'd find yourself smoking with all your teachers that smoked.
You know, your grades are slipping. Yeah. Can I bum a light?
Right, exactly.
Right. It's weird.
Bum one of those, maybe I'll give you a C+.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a passing grade. You give me five. Exactly. Give me five camels.
I'll make a C- and C+ and two Marlboros.
I got in trouble once in my high school. It was my buddy was smoking was it a blunt or a Black and Mild?
All right.
But they were so used to kind of everybody smoking blunts, that like they saw us smoking it. And then I remember the teacher called us in and was like, saw you guys smoking a blunt. I was like, dude, it was legit just tobacco in there.
Was he like, why?
Right? Then it was like, no,
what are you, don't be stupid.
Oh, you're smoking the thing that'll kill you, not the other stuff that won't. Right. Oh, that's perfectly fine.
But he was just like, you guys shouldn't be doing that either. But I'd gone to eighth grade twice. So I was like,
I'm old.
I'm 18.
Zap.
What are you going to do to me now?
Got stung me sitting the fail my ass.
Right?
Look,
shout out to St. Joe's for keeping me back.
I said, eighth grade twice, bitch. I will smoke what I like.
Right. Who wants a penthouse? Now, do you want this black and mild?
You want this? You mind if I line up in the office? Player, player. I'm 18. Call me sir.
Right. Well, it was a teacher I never had, and she was so mean about it. I was so happy.
Sure.
Well, you know that's illegal then. Nah, it ain't.
I'm 18.
I'm 18.
Didn't do so well in the eighth grade.
You would know that if you had an education.
I got an extra year, bitch.
I was going to say, I always just have to mention some ratings just because it just, what do you think is the big top five shows?
Football night in America.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Big Bang Theory, NCIS, 60 Minutes.
Okay.
Damn, the same.
Not right? Much out of the top five there, right?
They should redo 60 Minutes.
Make it 63
Reboot
minutes.
That. Make it 61 minutes.
Right, hey, now it's one more minute, isn't it?
Right.
It's better.
We're giving
it's
you longer. An extra minute, dude.
We have more time.
And every time they show the host, I'm like, are they going to live through these 60 minutes?
Maybe 63 minutes. I don't know.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Plumber in Ireland digs a tunnel from his home to the pub and drinks every single night while his wife snores fast asleep. Meanwhile, an English sex doll company will replicate your dead lover. But that is definitely not cheap. Texas couple admits to performing karaoke at restaurant, but not on karaoke night. Woman has sex on new bed, then suddenly she takes flight. And an Uber driver faces life in prison for the ride from hell. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story in Ireland. A man went above and beyond to hide his drinking from his wife. The man dug an 800-meter tunnel from his bedroom to a nearby pub.
I dig this guy, man. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, shit. Right. No way to... Hey, this might be our man of the year.
That's right, man.
I'm not kidding you. I mean, this is a strong contender for man of the year.
He said he was inspired by the movie Shawshank Redemption. He started this thing back in 09, man.
So he's been working on this for almost 15 years.
Yes.
Is what he said.
And had been going to the pub every night for years. Unfortunately, the tunnel caused his neighbor's sewage pipe to burst, and that...
exposed.
And he's a plumber.
He was issued a court summons.
You're the one guy I feel like you get around that.
Do you know why he started doing this?
Because he wants a drink.
His wife was snoring.
It was so bad, they only have one bedroom. The other bedroom was with their kids.
Right.
So he couldn't even sleep downstairs. He just sit there like, why don't I go down to the pub with my friends? But if he did that, his wife would get mad if he said when, you know, so he had to sneak out. So he started digging this tunnel. He's man of the year.
So, got it, man.
Guy's man of the year.
His wife's snoring was so bad, and she would get so pissed that he emulated a movie where a guy who's wrongfully in prison.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. That he volunteered for.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, you may recall the story from last year, but it has finally been settled. A couple in Texas were arrested for performing a little karaoke in a Mexican restaurant as they waited for their orders.
What song you think she was singing?
Want to see my chimichanga?
After a lengthy court process, the pair were handed a couple days in jail, some community service time, and fines.
Problem was, whatever.
They did it right in front of everybody.
No.
Just put it in your mouth.
Was that Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I think that's the kid, buddy.
Take me down to Kokomo.
Oh.
The special place.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Damn it. A man in New York could face lifetime in prison after giving the woman the, quote, Uber ride from hell. The woman ordered the Uber to drive her from Manhattan to her home in White Plains, but after she fell asleep in the car, the driver rerouted to Boston. The woman woke up to the driver's hand under her shirt.
Oh, no.
When she reached for her phone, he took it and began to drive again. He eventually left her on the side of the interstate in Connecticut.
Does he not realize that all this stuff is traceable because he's an Uber driver?
Exactly right.
And all of it's wrong whether you are or not.
He's not a smart criminal.
He charged her card for cleaning fees, claiming that she vomited in her car, or rather in his car, which didn't happen, and charged her for the drive to Boston. This is not the first time that he has overcharged a customer.
No, and the other customers questioned that, and they never did anything about it. Now they're acting like it's like, oh, yeah. Well, if he did this before,
he should have been
gone.
Now
you're saying this then. Like, if that was a problem then, he should have been, gone. But now it's now. He's had repeat offenses. Of course we knew he's going to be a jackass.
It's like the guy who ends up killing people because he's driving drunk, and they say, you know, we're going to put him in jail. This is his ninth DUI in 3 years.
Right.
It's like, Jesus Christ, guy, what were you doing in the meantime?
Exactly. We touched on it last time, but a woman in the UK is suing a bed manufacturer after it catapulted her from the bed during sex.
Yeah, sure is the bed.
In the middle of the throes of passion, the woman attempted to switch positions, which caused the bed to collapse and fling her onto the ground. The woman ended up with serious spinal injury from the fall and is now suing the company.
You know what the first position she was in.
She was on...
in your mouth.
Right? Same as...
She was on her hands and knees.
Don't let your son go
down. Back to karaoke night.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then she went to switch positions, said she did a pivot in the guy
thought that it was funny because she just tumbles off the bed and he's laughing. She's like, I can't feel my legs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
that's literally what happened.
Oh, it's bad, right?
Like pivot. Pivot. Pivot.
Pivot.
And you think he announces it and pivot.
Pivot.
Right. Work, work, work. Pivot.
It has happened again, gentlemen. It is time for another edition of... Nope. Oh. Death by Selfie, actually. Dang it, I didn't coordinate that broadcast.
Miles with a big victory. Look who gets the win in the win column today.
But at least I played the short version this time. It's another Death by Selfie. We go to Panama City, where construction workers actually stopped what they were doing to film a woman on the 27th floor balcony of her building taking selfies with a selfie stick.
This one is awful.
You saw the video.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Wait, her video or a video of
his video?
The construction workers are taking a video, and you can hear that. Well, I couldn't. I think it's Spanish. But like, they know she's going to fall off.
Right.
Are they trying to yell over to her? Like,
not that I heard.
I can't remember. Okay. I think they're too far away.
Yeah, they're so far away they couldn't possibly do it.
But they're just filming her like, oh my God, she's going to fall.
She was there for minutes. She was there for minutes taking photos of herself, which I don't understand why a selfie doesn't take more than about 10 seconds. But then again, I'm also an ugly man.
Because you're not getting the right picture.
Exactly.
Because I'm also an ugly man.
But this woman was sitting on the balcony. I mean, she was sitting on it, leaning back and taking photos. Right? She wants, of course, the fall behind her. Well, she going to fall.
Take it from me personally. 12 staples in my head. A hematoma. Don't sit on balcony railings.
And don't lean back, man.
They believe it may have been a gust of wind that threw her off balance, but the woman did plunge the 27th floor still clutching the stick.
Yeah, and be careful. Like,
right.
On every edge.
Let's just not be stupid.
We're asking too much, man.
Come on, dude.
You are asking too much.
Be realistic.
A new study has found that millennials may be the cause of the death of American cheese.
Yeah.
It appears that it is less appealing to millennials that are trying to avoid more processed foods.
Well, because it's
not cheese.
Right. I think cheese should be in parentheses. We make our cheese out of vegetable oil. Like,
Well, and here's my thought. It's not going to be the death of the American cheese. It's going to be the changing of it. Because now they just have to find a way to hide the processes a little bit better.
I mean, look, I just think we got to stop blaming millennials for everybody. Like, I bet a lot of people don't eat as much American cheese as they used to.
Call it cheese wit.
Yeah, but you're still going to have steak and cheese that these
It'll be fine.
Steak and cheese. Who puts cheese on a steak?
No.
Sandwich, man.
You never had a steak and cheese?
No.
Jesus Christ.
We're out.
I can't hit you.
Just cut his mic.
Fire up the...
Cut his microphone off, Robin.
Who puts cheese on a steak? You really thought I was out there?
You never had a cheese steak sandwich?
A cheese steak?
Ever.
What? Wait a minute.
A Philadelphia cheese steak.
You never had a cheese steak?
No.
Are you out of your mind?
We got to get him a cheese steak.
All right, we're cutting the show
God damn
off,
it.
Right. How much time we have? We need to get the hell out of here.
That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
What is going on? We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes examines the deliciousness of the cheesesteak. Noah Sherlock, profile this, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
We're getting goddamn cheesesteak.
Jesus.
Yeah. Until tomorrow, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, Mike, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.